We're at the beginning of Mishnah Seifrim, Ois Aleph. Ois Aleph tia nekuda ha'elyona ke'en yud, v'oikitz katan aleho. The Aleph should have the upper nekuda, should look like a yud, and it should have a small oikitz on the top. V'yeh paneh im ha'oikitz hafuch k'tzas klape mala. And the face of the yud, meaning the left side of the yud, should be slanted upward. In other words, it shouldn't be straight, rather it should be slanted upward, klape mala, with the oikets. V'yiyah yerech ha-yud davuk el gag ha-guf, and the yerech of the yud, every yud has a roish and a yerech. The yerech should be attached to the gag, ha-guf be'emtza ha-gag. The gag is the an aleph is comprised of a yud on top, a yud on bottom, and what's called the gag in the middle. The gag is the line in the middle of the aleph, the diagonal line. So the yerech of the yud should be attached to the gag in the middle. V'yisayif hagag shel tzad yamin, the end, meaning the bottom of the gag on the right, l'chatchila okem l'mala me'achayiv k'tzatz. It should be somewhat slanted at the back, which is understood to mean slanted upward a little bit. The bottom yud should be hanging from the gag at a distance of an oive kulmus v'chetzi. What's an oive kulmus? Oive kulmus nikra reichev hakav hayotze min hakulmus kashu kosev. An oive kulmus is the width of the line that comes out of the kulmus when you write. The yud, the bottom yud, should have also an oiketz katan, which means also a yerech on the right side at the bottom of the yud. Because the bottom yud essentially is the tzura of a yud, meaning it has a what's called a roish and a yerech on the right side. And the tag on the tzad smile lamala, that's what's attached to the diagonal line in the middle of the aleph. Yeah, oiket smile shall nekuda el yaina, hainu a tag shall gabe hayud, mechuvin kineged oiket yamin shall nekuda tachtaina. We had mentioned that the tap yud has a koitz on the top of it, like the koitz elyon of a yud. And the bottom yud has a yerech on the right side. So those two should be aligned with each other, meaning if you make a line going straight down from the koitz elyon of the yud ha-elyon to the yerech yamin of the yud ha-tachtoin, that line going straight down should be lined up at kan loshen ha-beis yesif. U'mashma v'riyah to the lishnei, it's mashma from the beis yesif, de'ein tzarech oiket smoil le-yud ha-elyon sha'ala aleph. It's mashma that even though a regular yud has what's called a kutze shel yud on the left side of the roish coming down, but by the aleph, the yuds don't necessarily need that kutze shel yud. Ach mi pri megadim esimin lamed beis beishel avram ba'ischav tes mashma delechatchila tzarech liyaz gam oiket smoil k'may l'shar yud. But from the pri megadim it's mashma that you do need that kutze shel yud coming down on the left side of the gag. The Mishnah Berurah only addresses the upper yud. Pri megadim actually says it regarding both yuds. Now, im nagu yudei ha'alef ha'elyonei ha'tachtoin begag ha'alef yoyser mimokim dibukai, we mentioned that the top yud is attached by the yerech and the bottom yud is attached by the tag. So what if the full width of the gag is touching the gag of the aleph? In other words, the full yud is stuck to the aleph, either the top yud or the bottom yud. The hainu she'ein nikir ha'roish, which means that there's no heker of a roish elokav moshuch b'shava, it's like one gush sticking out of the slanted diagonal line in the center of the aleph. V'chein yudei hashin v'ayin v'apei v'atzadi yoresh ha'smoli sheba'ayin v'tzadi tzorech liyais ke'ein zayin. Misefer k'siva tama, im nogu b'gufa ois yosem imokam dibukam posel. All these letters have to have what's called a heker of a yud at the top. So if it's just a straight line and there's no heker of a yud, heker of a yud means that you have a roish and a regel for that upper yud, which you have by the Aleph, the Shin, the Ayin, etc. So that is a psul. Rak im lekosav adayin yoseh betfilin u'mezuzos. But if you haven't yet written further, muter lahavos laharchiv haroshim kedei sheyeh nikar harosh. If you haven't, so if you wrote further, it's a shinei tzura and it's pasul and it's going to be shalek esidron to fix it. But if you haven't yet written further, so you could just add on a head. Because what's missing? The head. So you could just add on the head. How to fix it? By way of erasure. Puzzle. I'm sorry. Period. Yeah, over there it's explained how you can fix it al yedei greira. Next halacha, im loy haya hanakuda al yoyna shalamata davuk al agag, posel. If the upper yud or the lower yud is detached from the body of the aleph, so that's going to be a psul, v'ayin la'el b'simin lam ha'beis, sif chav hey, where that halacha is discussed. Says the bir halacha. Bir halacha says, v'lanakuda ha'tachtoyna tia l'chatchila, v'yeda ha'ma'ayin b'kuntris hazeh. The Ma'ayan in this country should know the Bekama Mekoymes Loi Be'arati Bifnim. I did not explain in the text the Gam B'Sharatzion Im Hadin Hurak Lechatchila Oy B'Di'evet. Oy Di'evet. I did not explain whether this is just the Din Lechatchila or it's even Ma'akev B'Di'evet. V'hi Achas Mishlo, not Ma'akev B'Di'evet, but if it's only Kosher B'Di'evet or Kosher Lechatchila. V'hi Achas Mishlo Shesibis, there could be three reasons for this. Either because it's obvious that it's kosher lechatchila or only kosher b'di'evid, or it depends on the circumstances. Sometimes it's lechatchila, sometimes b'di'evid. For instance, this that we discussed, or we will discuss, by the Ois Gimel and the Nun, that the letter has to be written in a particular way in order that the next letter should be adjacent to it. It's obvious that if this is done and or it's not done and it causes the letter to be split into two, so does the word to be split into two, so obviously that's going to be possible because the word needs to be read as one. But if this letter, this gimel, for instance, is at the end of the word, kosher b'di'evit, because over there it's not going to be splitting the letter into two. So there you have a letter that sometimes will be ma'akiv and sometimes it won't. There are many similar examples. I didn't want to be marech on these pratim, al kein sasamti hadavar. Therefore, I just left it as is. That's the second reason. Or the third reason is, I wasn't sure myself. So I just left it that way. Therefore, since it could be any one of these three things, a person shouldn't be so quick to be machmir. You have to know 100% that it's going to be a problem before you go and you are machmir. Says the Mishnah Seifrim Oisbeis. Oisbeis tzarech ma'od lizar b'ribua. One has to be very careful to ensure that the beis is squared. Shaloi tehei niris kechof, because if the back of the beis is round, it could look like a chof. V'im niris kechof, and if a taka looks like a chof, psula. V'im safik, and if you're not sure if it's square or if it's round, azay marin letinik, you show it to a tinik. As we said, it has to be squared on the right side. And this applies bein lamala, bein lamata, both on top and on bottom. Now, v'im lamala agula ulamata mirubas. What if you have a scenario where the top of the beis is round and the bottom is square? Tzarechiyin b'zeh. So this is a tzarechiyin v'ein lahakel. So this is talking about a case where on the bottom there's no okev. That's what he's talking about over here. Says the Sharatzion, this is coming from the Prima Godim, Sharatzion is Dalid, Luchura Mimashakosav Beis Yosef Mirubas Mimnei HaSoid, Mashma Dehu Rak Lechatchila. From the fact that the Beis Yosef only says that this is Mimnei HaSoid, so that's Mashma that this is only a Din Lechatchila, if it's only Yalpi Kabbalah. V'yesh Litcha Yistah HaKavona, D'Toyv Lechatchila Shiyah Arech V'Arech V'Shova, So you have to say that when the Beis Yosef said it has to be merubah mipnei hasayid, he doesn't mean squared at the back. He means that the overall tzura of the Beis should be a square, meaning 3x3. But he's not talking to square as opposed to round. Now, regarding what the Bir Halacha said before, that it has to be square on the bottom and the top, so in the Sharatziyah Nois Gimel, he says that's coming from the Prima God, the Medina Tzuris Oisius, V'chein Mavur Lehedya Ba'ogur Ubebar Shomar, V'kari L'Seifer Shein Oisikein B'Shein Bor, Seifer doesn't make it squared on bottom and on top, he says it's a Bor. Afal Pikein Ein Mavur Shom Lehedya D'Lilikuva, but it's not clear that this is going to be Ma'akiv. But the Bir Halacha, but the Mishnah Seifrim says that if the bottom is squared and the top is round, so tzarech yin b'zeh ve'ein lahakel, one should not be mekel. V'tzarech lechatchila, says the Mishnah Seifrim, she'yehela b'roisha mitzad smel al paneh tag katon, lechatchila, there should be a tag on the top left of the base, t'munasei k'moy makel, shaped like a pole. V'oikitz katon l'ma'la b'tzad yeminin, on the right side of the back of the top of the base, there should be a oikitz, noita l'tzad ha'alef, slanted backward toward the Aleph. Kedamrina Yerushalmi the Chagiga, Mipnei Mayesh Lebeish Neyaktsin. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, how come a Beis has two Eiktsin, Echad Lamala Ve'echad La'achayrev, one on the top left and one in the back? Oimrim Lebeis, the reason is because we say to the Beis, Mibra Acha, who created you? Mar Lehemba Eiktsin Shalamala. So he points with the Eikets on the left, on the top, he points upward towards Hashem. Umashmai, what's Hashem's name, so to speak, Mar Lehem Ba'ikze Shemacharea. So he points with the oikets on the back of the base, Letzad Ha'alef, writes Aloy Mar Echad Shemai. Who created me is the Echad, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam Yela Okev Av Lamata. The base should also have a healthy Okev, a healthy heel on the bottom and the back. Ki Tmunasa K'moy Dalid Toch Garen Shel Vav. Because the Tmuna of a base is the Tmuna of a Dalid in the throat of a Vav. The throat means underneath the head. So if you have a flat Vav and the head of the Vav is on the right, so if you want to put it on the throat, you're going to put it just under the head. Alkein tzarech liyos lazavis lamala sheyia kedalid. So since the top of the beis is a dalid, so we need a square on the top right side of the beis. V'akev toiv lamata sheyia b'mekayim reisha shel Vav, and you need the akev on the bottom in place of the head of the Vav. And it's good if the size of the beis is 3 kulmasin in height and in width. And the reichav of the chalal in between the top line of the beis and the bottom line of the beis should be ka'ove kulmas. And if one shortened the beis to the extent that it looks like a nun, Letinak de lechachem v'leitipish nire tiyesh lahachmer bezenos. The base should be wide. So if the base is not wide, rather it's narrow, so then it's going to look like a nun. And if a nun calls it a tinek calls it a nun, so that's going to be a psul nire tiyesh lahachmer bezal. Kain ayin lekamon bedin ois nun kufa ubeis yosef ve'alef beisheni ois vav acher kach matzasi kain behedya beprima godim bepsicha. That he says that this would be ma'akev, ayin sham shekosev, the betfilin and mezuzahs, loy mahani bezatikun, this cannot be fixed, lam shichai kumay beis, mishum shaloi kesidron, because if you've already written further, it's going to be a psul of shaloi kesidron. Says the, take a look in the Sharatzian in ois vav. Sharatzian ois vav is talking about the akev at the bottom of the beis. So he says that this comes from the Beis Yosef. Ha'inu l'chatchila, the akev on the bottom of the beis is a din l'chatchila, ki kein kasa b'chassam sefer simin resh samach hei, that beis b'li akev ein lifsal, that a beis without an akev, we don't passel. Kevan she'ena agula me'achirea ke'ein chaf, ra ke'ein dalet. Since on the top it's not round, so therefore, since it's not round on the top and it's not round on the bottom, so even though it doesn't have an okev, we're not going to passel it. Umashma mizeh, dekashiyagula mamish lamata yesh lifsal. The mashmos is that if it's taka going to be round on the bottom, that would taka be a psul. V'ayin Rabbeinu Yeruchim, demashma gamkein deikar tolabi lamata. And take a look in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, where he says that the bottom is the ikar. So if the bottom is round, that's going to be a psul. says the Bir Alocha in Ice Base, the Ein Lahakil, Kain Kosova Prima Godim. The Prima Godim holds that if it's round on top and square on bottom, one should not be Makel. Amna Midivir Rabbeinu Yerucham, Evesa Ba'is Chof, Muchach, the Iker Tala Bilamata, the Rabbeinu Yerucham that we just mentioned holds that the Iker is the bottom, Val Kain Nira, the Matina Kayaka Alocha. So Mimela, if it's round on top and square on bottom, and a Tinik calls it a base, Efshir Dayesh Al Kalpanim Lahakil, Haysif Dialitakna, Bitfilin Mizuzais, Vain Bezemishum Shalikisidron. One would be able to fix it even in Tfilin and Mezuzais, and that would not engender a psul of Shalikisidron.